Good morning and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Friday, April 26th. On today's show, Brazilian neobank Nubank introduces new crypto wallet features for Bitcoin, Ether, and Solana, while the US FBI issues a stark warning against unregistered cryptocurrency services. Plus, Pantera Capital seeks $1 billion for a new crypto fund. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with news from Brazil, where neobank Nubank has announced new features for its cryptocurrency wallet, allowing users to buy, sell, and hold Bitcoin, Ether, and Solana. The digital bank, which boasts over 70 million customers across Brazil, Mexico, and Colombia, first launched its crypto trading platform NuCrypto last year. For more on this, we're joined by our Simply Crypto correspondent. So what exactly are these new crypto wallet features that Nubank is rolling out?
Nubank is significantly expanding the functionality of its NuCrypto crypto trading platform. In addition to the ability to buy and sell the major cryptocurrencies Bitcoin and Ether that it already offered, Nubank users will now also be able to trade Solana. The neobank is also introducing new features to make crypto investing more user-friendly and accessible, even for beginners.
And how popular has crypto investing been among Nubank's millions of digital banking customers so far?
Nubank says that cryptocurrency trading has seen strong adoption, with 1.8 million users buying or selling crypto on its platform since it launched in the middle of last year. That represents a significant portion of its total customer base getting exposure to digital assets. The neobank sees crypto as an important way to expand its financial services offerings.
What are some of the specific new crypto wallet features Nubank is adding to make investing easier for its users?
One key new feature is the ability for users to set up recurring Bitcoin purchases, allowing them to dollar cost average into the cryptocurrency over time. This automated investing can help smooth out the impact of volatility. Nubank is also adding educational resources in the app to help guide users who may be new to crypto. The wallet will display key market data and allow users to track the performance of their crypto portfolio all in one place.
And these features are launching in the context of a brutal crypto bear market. How is Nubank approaching that?
Despite the so-called crypto winter that saw digital asset prices plunge last year, Nubank still sees long-term potential in the space. By continuing to build out its cryptocurrency offerings for its large Latin American customer base, it's aiming to be well-positioned for mainstream adoption. At the same time, the educational features show it wants to encourage responsible investing and help its users understand the risks.
Nubank is one of the highest-valued digital banking startups in the world. Do you think we'll see more neobanks and fintechs embracing crypto as a way to stand out with users?
Many neobanks and fintechs see crypto as a key competitive battleground, offering the ability to easily buy and sell digital assets from within their existing financial apps can be a way to boost engagement and add a new revenue stream. At the same time, they have to balance that with the regulatory uncertainty still surrounding crypto in many markets. Nubank's expansion of its crypto wallet shows it still sees a big opportunity there, but it will be key to watch how the regulatory landscape evolves.
It will certainly be interesting to see how Nubank's millions of users respond to these new crypto features. Thanks for the insights on this developing story. Speaking of developments in the crypto space, the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation has issued a stark warning to American consumers about the risks of using cryptocurrency services that are not registered as money services businesses. Here with more details is our Simply Crypto correspondent. What can you tell us about this FBI announcement?
The FBI is alerting consumers to the dangers of using unlicensed cryptocurrency money transmitting services that fail to comply with federal regulations. According to the public service announcement, these unregistered services pose significant risks to users and may be subject to law enforcement actions. The key issue is that these services often do not meet anti-money laundering requirements or collect required Know Your Customer information. This makes it easier for criminals to use these platforms to launder funds obtained through illegal means.
So what are the potential consequences for consumers who use these unregistered cryptocurrency services?
The FBI warns that using unlicensed services could lead to major financial disruptions if those businesses are targeted by law enforcement. Because the legitimate and illegally obtained funds are often intermingled, users may lose access to their cryptocurrency altogether or experience long delays in regaining access if authorities take action against an unregistered service. Essentially, consumers need to be aware that law enforcement will investigate and potentially shut down any services that purposely break the law or facilitate illegal transactions. Getting caught up in one of those enforcement actions could have severe consequences for users.
What tips does the FBI provide to help consumers identify properly registered cryptocurrency services?
The FBI advises consumers to always check if a money transmitting service is registered as a money services business with the US Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, known as FinCEN. You can look up a service's registration status right on the FinCEN website. Another red flag is if a service allows money or crypto transactions without collecting basic Know Your Customer details like name, date of birth, address, and identification. Consumers should also be wary of any service that openly advertises illegal activities or has a reputation for being used by criminals to launder money. The bottom line is that consumers need to do their due diligence and only use cryptocurrency services that fully comply with federal regulations. Otherwise, they could face major financial headaches down the line.
Important advice for anyone delving into the cryptocurrency space. Thanks for that report and analysis. In other crypto news, Pantera Capital, a digital asset investment manager, is reportedly looking to raise over $1 billion for a new fund offering exposure to a wide range of blockchain-based assets. The Pantera Fund V is set to launch in April 2025 and will serve as the firm's all-in-one fund, marking a shift from its existing, more specialized funds. For more on this, we're joined by our correspondent. So what can you tell us about the requirements for investing in this new fund?
The Pantera Fund V requires a minimum allocation of $1 million from qualified investors, with the first close scheduled for April 1, 2025. Limited partners will need to contribute at least $25 million to participate. The fund aims to include a variety of asset types, such as startup equity, early-stage tokens, and liquid tokens. This diversified approach sets it apart from Pantera's existing funds, which have a more targeted investment focus.
How significant is this potential $1 billion raise in the context of recent cryptocurrency industry fundraising?
If successful, this would be the largest raise for the cryptocurrency industry since Andreessen Horowitz's record-setting $4.5 billion fund in May 2022. It's also worth noting that venture capital firm Paradigm is reportedly negotiating a raise of up to $850 million for a new cryptocurrency fund. Together, these developments could signal a resurgence of institutional capital flowing into the sector following the market rebound we've seen in 2023.
Can you provide some context on the overall state of venture capital funding in the cryptocurrency space?
So far in 2024, over $3.5 billion has been raised across 604 funding rounds in the cryptocurrency industry. If this trend continues, this year's total funding is on track to surpass the $9.3 billion raised in 2023 by a significant margin. However, it's important to keep in mind that despite this recent uptick, venture capital funding is still well below the highs seen in 2021 and 2022, which saw $31.2 billion and $29.3 billion raised, respectively.
Pantera also recently announced another investment, correct? What can you tell us about that?
That's right. Pantera has doubled down on GameFi platform InfiniGods, exclusively leading its $8 million Series A round, which was announced on April 25th. This aligns with the broader trend of venture capital firms showing renewed interest in the GameFi sector. Just last week, Andreessen Horowitz announced it had raised $7.2 billion to invest in several technology-focused sectors, including GameFi and artificial intelligence. Although its $4.5 billion cryptocurrency-focused fund did not receive any additional capital in this latest raise.
Thanks for breaking all that down for us. It will certainly be interesting to see how Pantera's new fund performs and if it attracts the level of investment they're targeting. Shifting gears now, the Japanese yen has hit a 34-year low against Bitcoin, which also reached all-time highs in 14 countries recently. This comes as Japan grapples with hyperinflation and a disparity between its interest rates and those of the U.S. Federal Reserve. Meanwhile, Bitcoin's ascent has been fueled by optimism around new spot Bitcoin ETFs. For more, we turn to our Simply Crypto correspondent. So what exactly is behind this stunning shift in the yen's value relative to Bitcoin?
Well, David, it really comes down to the economic challenges Japan is facing right now. The yen has been rapidly losing value due to hyperinflation, while Japan's interest rates remain much lower than the U.S. Federal Reserve rates. This disparity has caused the yen to plunge to a 34-year low. At the same time, Bitcoin has been surging, benefiting from the launch of new spot Bitcoin ETFs that have generated a lot of positive sentiment in the crypto markets. The combination of the yen's decline and Bitcoin's rise has led to this stunning moment where 1 yen now equals 0 Bitcoin.
That's a remarkable shift. And this isn't just happening in Japan, correct? Bitcoin has been hitting new highs in several other countries too.
That's right. Despite being down about 25% from its all-time high of $69,000, Bitcoin recently set new record highs in 14 countries, including Turkey, Argentina, Egypt, Pakistan, Nigeria, and Lebanon, in addition to Japan. This highlights the significant currency devaluation that's been occurring in these countries relative to the US dollar over the past couple years. For example, in Turkey, the lira has crashed, with the U.S. debt TRY exchange rate going from about 7.8 in November 2021 to over 31 now. Argentina has seen similar currency depreciation. So in the face of this economic turmoil and uncertainty, more and more people are turning to Bitcoin as an alternative store of value.
What are some of the key characteristics of Bitcoin that are attracting investors in this environment?
Well, many Bitcoin proponents point to its fixed supply as a major advantage. Unlike fiat currencies that can be printed endlessly, there will only ever be 21 million Bitcoins in existence. This hard cap is coded into the Bitcoin blockchain and can never be changed. The supply is also regulated through a process called the halving, which periodically cuts the number of new Bitcoins entering circulation. Some believe this gives Bitcoin a level of scarcity and inflation resistance that many fiat currencies lack. There's also the fact that Bitcoin is decentralized and not controlled by any single government or institution.
So in the 14 years since Bitcoin's creation, how does its rise compare to major fiat currencies like the US dollar?
It's a night and day difference. Since Bitcoin's inception, the US dollar has fallen 6 orders of magnitude against it. So if you had chosen to store your wealth in Bitcoin rather than dollars over the past decade, the difference in purchasing power would be astronomical. Bitcoin has gone from a niche curiosity to a major player on the global financial stage and a popular option for people looking to preserve their wealth in the face of currency devaluation and economic instability. Of course, it remains highly volatile, but its long-term trajectory has been undeniably upward so far.
Thanks for the fascinating insights, Bella. It will certainly be interesting to see how this trend evolves and what it means for the future of money. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Crypto. We'll see you back here tomorrow.